This is JFM Podcast.
Well, it's no longer news to us how it is going in the city of Jos. Well, before we get into those very important matters, just to let you into the fact that a whole lot has been happening in our nation, and one of those matters that has been happening is the fact that this set of persons, who have actually been our leaders over the years, actually give us reasons to ask these questions. Now, talk about the situation on ground. When I mean talk about the situation on ground, I mean talk about the Delta bloodbath, the one that a whole lot of lives of our Nigerian military, about 17 of them, 16 to 17 of them, we actually involved. It's so sad that at this point the military it's a good thing the military have not actually done any reprisal yet, but at the same time, should you take a look at the situation where this community, these two communities actually came from? Now, why will one actually be the reason, be the one to actually attack this set of people? The military on their own side went there to restore peace, but of course, I think it's time we should respect our heroes, whether dead or alive. It is time where we begin to see the militaries, as who we are supposed to see them as. At the same time, we also urge them to always build that confidence on Nigerians. Now, whatever the situation is, we don't really know. We don't know and how it played out. Well, still to let you know that other matters actually are ongoing as the candidate of the Labour Party, the presidential candidate of the Labour Party, Peter Obi, comes out to actually say that Nigerians should come out and ask questions, especially on budget pardon. Now, the budget pardon, talk about the budget pardon, the whole issue, there, we can't just fold our hands and look at it. Now, let's revisit that matter of the Nigerian Army in Okwama's community. The Nigerian Army on Monday, that was yesterday, in Okwama community, in the Ugeli South local government area of Delta State, where military personnel were killed and resorted to propaganda. Now, it denied any form of reprisal on the community. Like I told you earlier, gathered that about 20 suspects have been arrested. Also on Monday, the defense headquarters released the names of the army personnel who were killed on Thursday during a peace mission to Okwama. The military slammed the community and stressed that no amount of propaganda would stop culprits from being nabbed. While the defense, the headquarters vowed that there would be no injurious consequences. The community leader who actually came out to speak made it clear that the condition of anonymity said because of fear of harassment, accused the military of carrying out mass arrest and killings. He warned that the actions of the soldiers could lead to a repeat of the Odi incident. If you remember, in 1999, the army attacked Odi town in Bayelsa State after some soldiers were killed in the community. Accusing the military, the community leader further said that, alleged that soldiers had begun targeting innocent civilians in the community rather than going after the miscreants who committed the crime. Now, it is the community something. If you know those who committed the crime, fish them out, bring them out. It is very, if you say they are arresting innocent people as a community leader, it means those who committed a crime. For you to actually say someone is innocent, it means who is guilty. Mm. Right. So at this point, what we are saying is fish out the perpetrators of this evil, let them be dealt with according to the law. We are always on the side of the law. We are never against the law. Whatever seems to be right, let it be right. You don't expect a hero, somebody who is very... Do you know what it means for one to leave his whole family member, carry the gun, wear the uniform, just to defend our nation, the peace of our nation? And a civilian who doesn't know what rigorous training is like goes out there to bring down the life of this innocent person. Yes, we're not saying the military are perfect. We're not saying they are good persons, like all through in the military. But at the same time, this is not a time to place judgments on them. It is the time to see black as black, white as white. It is the time for us to see the situation that whether we like it or not, we are not supposed to be living in shambles. We are not supposed to be living apart. Now, whatever that might have come up between these two communities, the Okoloba community and Okwama in Ugeli, South local government, and Okoloba in the Bomadi local government area of Delta State, you know, whatever that might have come out of this or been the situation, it's no longer the situation. It's now, you know, the Okwama community now against the Nigerian army. It is glaring. Do you see how we actually buy problems for ourselves? And at the end of the day, we accuse the government of taking the consequences. Now, many residents of Okwama in the Ugeli South local government area of that state, of Delta State, and also Okoloba in the Bomadi local government area of Delta State, fled the communities on Friday as soldiers took over the area and reportedly set some houses ablaze in reaction to the killing of 16 soldiers, including senior officers. But in a statement by the Director of Army Public Relations, Major General Onyema Nwachukwu, the Army lamented that rather than help to provide assistance to arrest the perpetrators of the crime, the community was dishing out propaganda. Onyema stated that resorting to propaganda showing that the killing of troops was a communal orchestrated attack against legitimate forces. This was on the wrong note. We've seen the propaganda where they actually come out to actually see a certain set of people from different region. We are the ones they sent to come and make peace. It didn't look like. No, nobody is telling you. They didn't come as civilians. They came in the uniform of the military. Now, according to the spokesman, he noted that the chief of army staff, as Lieutenant General Taoreed Lagbaja, has directed that all culprits must be brought to book. Talking about this, I want to read out the names of the officers who were involved in this or who lost their life. The personnel consists of 4 officers and 13 soldiers, make it 17. The officers are commanding officer 101 amphibious battalion, Lieutenant Colonel A.H. Ali, Major S.D. Shafa, Major D.E. Obi, and Captain U. Zachary. The soldiers are Staff Sergeant Yaya Seidu, Corporal Yaya Dambaba, Corporal Kabiru Bashir, Lance Corporal Bulus Haruna, Lance Corporal Shola Okbayemi, Lance Corporal Bilu Anas, Lance Corporal Aman Peter, Lance Corporal Ibrahim Abdullahi, Private Alaji Isa, Private Clement Francis, Private Abubakar Ali, Private Ibrahim Adamu, and Private Adamu Ibrahim. A military source actually came out to say that about 20 suspects, including 3 prime suspects, had been arrested and was quick to explain that the operation to arrest perpetrators was yet to be concluded. We hope they will be fished out.
Yeah, and well, it's quite a very, very sad occurrence, and we do hope that in no time they will be fished out.
All right. Well, still to talk about, you know, some other issues. Yesterday, it was well said that, you know, senior staff of Senior Staff Association of Nigeria University, SANU, and non-academic staff university, NASU, of educational associated institutions, actually went on to close universities, close universities that they are on strike. This is another matter that actually made the round yesterday. According to the national president, Nigeria Labour Congress, Joe Ajaero, has called on federal government to pay the 4 months withheld salaries of SANU and NASU. This was in reaction to the 7-day warning strike that SANU NASU began on Monday, which grounded university's activities across the country. SANU and NASU had for about a month called the attention of the government to its exclusion from the payments of the withheld salaries, which it commenced payments for the Academic Staff Union of Universities in February. Their salaries were withheld when the administration of former President Muhammadu Buhari invoked a no-work, no-pay policy against the Academic Staff Union of Universities and SANU for embarking on a strike that lasted 8 months and 4 months in 2022, respectively. Well, according to him, he said, we call this singular act plunged the members into indescribable hardship. So sad. Meanwhile, the president of SANU, Muhammad Ibrahim, revealed that the strike recorded 90% success, adding that its members were angry. Well, 7 days, one in the seas. Let's wait to see what might befall it. Let's go on this break. On return, we'll get back to the City of Jos to discuss about the executive order that was signed into law last week, Friday, and how it has played its role. Today is 19th March. Today is the day supposed to kickstart. So how effective has it been?
Yeah.
We'll be back for you shortly.
This is JFM 101.9.
Well, many thanks for joining us on GFM 101.9. The morning J is still going on, and right now we are on the Let's Talk segment. On the Let's Talk segment today, of course, we're taking a different tone like other days. Well, sometimes you just need to be quite different, and of course, move around with some styles, just to make things look different. But of course, we'll be talking about something important in the city of Jos. I am Richard Badung, and of course, with my co-host is Naomi Karim, and she'll be here to join us shortly. Just to let you into the fact that, there was an executive order 003 that was signed into law, and that was for the control of buildings and vehicular traffic in Plateau. Now, it went on to say, going forward, clearance must be obtained from GMDB before buildings are erected, and erecting a building without first obtaining approval is prohibited. And violators of that law are said to pay 50% of the estimated value of such building. Now, it just tells that if your building is 30 million, you'll be paying 15 million naira fine. So sad. Owners of demolished buildings shall be made to bear the cost of demolition. And from the look of things, if a building collapses due to structural effect and it is found that the developer boycotts due processes, such a site shall be taken over by government. Owners of buildings without approvals within the Greater Jos Master Plan should regularize their plans within 90 days or shall be fined nothing less than 1 million for failure to obtain. As it stands, that will surely come, and there's a stipulated time for you. Note also that stray animals within the metropolis are hereby prohibited. In the event that such stray animals are found, they shall be forfeited in the government or be forfeited to the government or be owned. Or the owners shall be liable to pay a fine of 250,000 naira. Oh, talk about stray animals. What do we actually mean? Maybe at this point you will have. We'll soon get to be joined by the general manager, Jos Metropolis Development Board, that's GMDB, another person, but architect, had bankers, but that will be on phone because it's currently on site, making sure these orders take effect. Now, stray. When we say the word stray, is actually talking about when we talk about stray animals. Probably. Animals that are not supposed to be found on roads, being found on roads. Now, these animals, I think, are not animals that are way expensive. I mean, sometimes they can be way expensive. But when we talk about a situation where we see animals, entering the road when they are not supposed to, it surely affects, the drivers. Now, move away animal, move away aimlessly from a group or from the right course or plan. Now, from the look of things, dog owners are urged not to allow their dogs to stray, in the sense that animals will actually walk without directions, and sometimes it could be the cows, sometimes the goats, sometimes it could be other kinds of animals that are sometimes seen on major roads, and that the government are saying anyone found, whoever puts that there will surely pay the sum of 250,000. How much is the animal that you go and pay 250,000? Now remember, to be foretold is to be forewarned. This order shall take effect from the 10th of June. That should be June. But for the one happening today, on this very day, the movements of, the indiscriminate use and parking of vehicles within the Greater Jos Master Plan has hampered free vehicular movement. No doubt about that. And it has posed serious security threats to the citizenry. The government went on to the fact that they considered it necessary to sanitize traffic sector in the state for security and ease of transportation. And to do this, they said traders doing business on sites not designated for such shall cease immediately. Anyone in default shall have their items confiscated and same donated to the internally displaced persons camp or the correctional centers. Likewise, pasting of posters.
Well, it's good to see that the governor is not just speaking, he's also acting. And it's all in the good and for the benefit of everybody on the plateau. Well, like we already know, the Executive Order 3 is already being implemented today. And like Richard rightly said, we'll be putting the call through to the general manager of JMDB so that we can stay abreast and every other person listening to the program can also stay abreast with necessary information. And of course, to be forewarned is to be forearmed, so that you do not say you were not told, you were not informed, maybe when they begin to enforce some of these laws. Also speaking about the trucks, today begins the day where they are no longer allowed to move, or rather come into the city center from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. How feasible will this implementation be, and how sustainable will it be also?
All right, let's go hear some of this executive order. Maybe you actually missed out. Of course, there was an announcement, but let's play it as we get back to the program shortly.
Special announcement. This is to inform the general public that there is an executive order for the control of buildings and vehicular traffic in Plateau State. Going forward, clearance must be obtained from JMDB before buildings are erected, and erecting a building without first obtaining approval is hereby prohibited, and violators shall be liable to pay 50% of the estimated value of such building. Owners of demolished buildings shall be made to bear the cost of demolition. If a building collapses due to structural defect and it is found that the developer boycotts due processes, such a site shall be taken over by government. Owners of buildings without approvals within the Greater Jos Master Plan should regularize their plans within 90 days or shall be fined nothing less than 1 million naira for failure to obtain approval within the stipulated time. Note also that stray animals within the metropolis are hereby prohibited. In the event that such stray animals are found, they shall be forfeited to the government, or the owners shall be liable to pay a fine of 250,000 naira only. Remember, to be foretold is to be forewarned. This order shall take effect from the 10th of June 2024. Announcer, Jos Metropolitan Development Board, JMDB.
This is to announce to the general public that indiscriminate use and parking of vehicles within the Greater Jos Master Plan has hampered free vehicular movement as well as posing a security threat to the citizenry.
The government considers it necessary to sanitize the traffic sector in the state for security and ease of transportation.
Traders doing business on sites not designated for such shall cease immediately. Anyone in default shall have their items confiscated and same donated to the internally displaced persons camp or correctional centers.
Pasting of posters on public infrastructure is prohibited forthwith, and violators shall be liable to pay the sum of 500,000 naira only. Indiscriminate parking of trucks, heavy-duty equipment, and other vehicles within the metropolis is prohibited, and vehicles so parked shall be impounded, and the drivers of same shall be liable to pay the sum of 500,000 naira only as penalty.
Trucks and other heavy-duty vehicles are hereby restricted from coming into the central business area of Jos Bukuru Metropolis from the hours of 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Vehicles of defaulters shall be impounded, and the drivers of same shall be liable to pay a fine of 500,000 naira only.
This order for vehicular traffic shall take effect from Tuesday, 19th day of March 2024. Announcer, Jos Metropolitan Development Board, JMDB.
Right, we're back. We believe that has actually been said. But of course, the question is, how effective has it been? How effective has it been so far? And what has actually been, the play so far? Let's get connected to the general manager, Jos Metropolitan Development Board, via phone line. Good morning, GM.
Good morning, brother. How are you doing?
I'm very fine.
Well done.
Well done. So, it's day one of, the executive order. How has it been so far? What's the situation?
Hello?
Yeah, I said it's day one of the executive order that was given, that was actually announced last week. How has it gone so far? You know, because we saw you earlier this morning, somewhere around First Gate, Dadinkowa, with some vehicles from VIO, trying to tow away the truck standing there. So far, how's the situation been?
So we thank God, at least we're keeping to our promise. We promise that two people that are going to keep to our promise and do the needful. We promise them a beautiful city, and by the special grace of God, that's what we're going to keep to.
So what has been the reaction, you know, of the truck drivers who parked their trucks on the road? Did they actually claim negligence or ignorance at some point?
No. The people are well informed, and people are so excited even at the moment, because some people are even surprised that they have this kind of space in Dadinko and they didn't even know about it. So people are excited, and we hope to sustain and keep the tempo so that people will get to appreciate the picture of the city.
All right, so from what we heard, 500,000 naira fine will be imposed, you know, on these, you know, offenders. So far, has anyone been charged?
Yes, the mobile court has been set up, and then they will be tried. I will go there from here. I'm still on the field executing. So once we are done enforcing, I will go back to see what is happening there.
All right. So what about the illegal parking of vehicles? Can you please explain about the executive order properly so the people will actually get to understand, will be more informed about the executive order?
The executive order is very clear. Like, for instance, some of the cars we parked here today that are parking on the road and selling cars on the road, this is a government lay-by. We have new buses that are coming to town. They are going to be operational. And then you don't expect that you have this kind of cars parked on the road. This is not a car stand. So those are what we call illegal parking. People parking where they are not supposed to be parking, in non-parking zones. And then for the traders and marketers, we are going to come for them very soon. While we are doing this, we are showing them that we started with the heavy equipment and the trucks. And once we are done, we are going to come back to them. And then we advise them to get off the road. The road is not the market. Let them get stalls and places where they can operate, but not on the road. Anybody walking on the road, we will have no other option than to pick them. And you know that theirs is worse, because the order was very clear. You donate the items to the correctional facilities,
yes,
or the IDPs.
Yes. All right, GM, just one question before we let you go this morning. How sustainable do you think this executive order will be? Because for the past few weeks, we've been seeing that some of the market areas have been cleared, but these traders still return. So how feasible will it be? Would you have men on standby to enforce this executive order?
Trust me, we have started enforcement, and it's a 90-day procedure. If they have the capacity, let them try us. We are here to try them.
All right, then. Thank you very much, GM, for sparing us your time on this very busy morning.
Of course, we just wish you well, and of course, we hope this will not end anytime soon. Let's see what day two will be like. Thank you once again. All right, it has been... You actually heard from the GM, I think, this time around. Some people are saying they don't know how spacious that Inkowa used to be.
Yes.
But of course, now they can see. Let's talk about the truck accident that happened somewhere around Gadabiu, you know, last week, where it ran into a particular itri.
Say that this is about the third time that is happening to that particular itri. So would we say that the itri is also negligent of the fact that space...
You know, on a very dangerous, yes, layout, exactly, or something?
Because this is not the first year or second or third year that we're having recurring accidents in that place from trucks as well.
All right, let's hear from the people. So far, the executive order, how has it actually affected the areas? And for those who have been passing, what has been the situation on ground? Has it actually, you know, helped movement of vehicles, you know, properly? And what happens to those who are parking illegally? Well, for the want of time, the GM actually, you know, is actually on duty, so he couldn't actually take his whole time to talk to us, and that's why we just had a brief interview. But of course, one of those days when he's free, he will be here to actually talk more on the executive order, what people should avoid completely. Well, I think we have our phone lines buzzing already. Let's open the phone lines properly so you get to call in. Before, as you try to call in, please let's be mindful of what languages we use, the words we use. They are very important. At the same time, calls and messages are the opinions of individuals and not properties of GFM 101.9, Jos City. Let's get to the phone lines.
All right, 0905566699, 08121877777.
Right.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Please, would like you to be more audible so we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, my name is...
Okay, right. We seem to have lost the call. Please do try to call us back, and you can also drop your comments on our Facebook page at JFM Live.
Right, more calls coming in. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Zira Danjuma. I'm calling from Tidumada.
All right, Zira, you have the floor.
What the government has taken as a decision is a very good thing, and we also hope that it will bring development to the state. I would like to ask a question.
Okay.
My question goes like this. For those who are traders, you have a shop, where your shop is located. Maybe there's no parking space. Probably have to park nearby the road site. So I don't know, for such people, will there be any provision for where they'll be parking?
Now this is it. I think parking on the roadside is illegal. There are certain places that have been signed as bus stop for you to park. That's according to my knowledge, according to my little knowledge, there are certain places that have been set aside for you as bus stops to park. So when you park on the road indiscriminately and your car has been impounded, you should understand the fact that you've done the wrong thing. If you want to park, there are always places you can park. You can actually look for parking space for you to park. I don't know if you understand.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, there are always parking spaces for you to park. Just that sometimes you're in a hurry, you just park by the roadside and you go.
Okay.
Yeah, thank
you.
Yeah,
and most times we have this task force enforcement people who show you where to park because those are the places you're supposed to park your car.
Okay, that's okay. Then my second question is about the property that the house owners. Assuming your house was built and without the approval.
Yeah.
Is it when you go to the office before you know the process?
Of course, when you get to GMDB, you surely know the processes are to follow. They are always there to put you through. Okay. Yes, thank you so much for your question. Yeah. All right, more calls coming.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Naomi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning.
Thank you very much. This is what
to do. All right, welcome, comrade. Hello, comrade.
Hello.
We can hear you. Please go ahead.
Very much.
I think the network is actually cracky. Maybe you can do up to call back, please, comrade. Sorry for that.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Naomi, and good morning, Richard.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm Alex. I'm calling from Zaria Road.
Good morning, Alex. Please go ahead.
Yes, I must commend GMDB, for this wonderful work they're doing. I think it's been long overdue. And we pray they will sustain it.
Amen.
Amen and, to that.
Secondly, they said that the trucks that are coming into the city are going to be stopped somewhere around Mr. Ali, Babali and Maraban Jamaa. I'm from Mr. Ali.
Okay.
But I don't know where exactly the trucks are going to park around that, Mr. Harry. So that's my question. And beside that, what about if you're coming into town and maybe you want to buy something and you need to park? Is there any space that the government is going to provide for those with small vehicles? That's the second question.
All right. Thank you so much for your question. Of course, we'll surely put that down and let you know when we get our answers to that. Reactions.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, more of the calls. Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. This is the People's Voice. Great comment, I don't have people Solomon.
Good morning. Morning, all right, please go ahead.
Yes.
Go Hello?
Ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you very much. There are some areas like British America, Bonshire Road here. Close to the university campus. The agency that the people are above the law, of which if this assignment is going to be carried out, I want you to be perfectly endorsed very, very well because we are not alone set here on the plateau. If you come to Bouncy Road here, if you have to touch some trainers, cankers, it's very, very risky for those who are, it is not for everybody. I want the agencies to enforce, it should be enforced very well. If anybody is found breaching the policy, to be punished. You see, if you talk to Bosura, as I always said, I have taken these challenges to the program of Ogiribo, also my name. They have back almost more than half of the road. And it is disrupting the movement of the people. You see, if you go to breaches again, as if that the flyover has become a parking space, they occupy more than half of the road. So I want the agency to please work on this so that we can have free movement to avoid any unnecessary accidents. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your thoughts there. More of the calls.
Hello, good morning.
All right, I think that was a miss. We have more coming.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, wow. I don't know why you call us. Next, you place your call on hold.
On hold. Please do try to call us back.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Benedict calling from Pengada.
Good morning, Benedict. Please go ahead.
Thank you. First of all, this is a wonderful initiative I've seen under the government of DCM. You see, it is a manual edition. The man who means well for the state. I'm not seriously commending. And the commissioner also is also up and doing. It has also clearly shown that the governor is honest and we also need people who are capable of helping him to execute the policies and laws that are going to move the state forward. But you see, I am personally giving an opinion that is not actually the properties of the GFM like you guys will always see. And that is it. Now, the awareness created, it is a very, very short time, if you ask me. Yes, because I also involved in this issue for movement of trucks. And if these trucks are not moving, people like me cannot pay taxes to the government. It's a matter of fact. But if you are providing, if you are going to make this particular law come to be, I think it is not out of place for the government, having this wonderful policies I have to tell you, to like make sure that the awareness is created up to a month. But I just had this information last week Friday, to be precise. Last week Friday, maybe I wasn't listening enough.
That was when the information was passed. And I think it was enough time for everyone to clear their, to actually clear, whatever they have on the road.
It was the first time I had this.
Yeah, that was the day it started playing. No, that was what I'm saying. That was when it started.
It started to play on
like,
air.
That was when the announcement was passed.
Okay, good, fine. That is even good that I'm always a listener of JSN.
Yes.
So, but to me, I think the information would have been there for at least a month. But for the awareness to be created. Now, as I speak with you now, there are some trucks that are carrying these trucks that are carrying goods now. They cannot enter. And if these trucks are not entering, I can tell you that even the state government is going to lose some revenue. It's very, very clear. Because if these trucks are not moving, as a matter of fact, these are people who are actually going to be stored. And it's going to affect even the revenue of the government. So what I'm saying in essence is this. I think even though the law has actually taken place and the enforcement has started, I think that the people of Plateau State deserve to have had enough information, because people are calling me, asking me that they cannot move their steps on the road, stopping them and the rest of them. I tell them, look, it's just the information I had last Friday, and there was no enough time to like take this information around for people to be aware of all these things. That is one. Secondly, please, in as much as this law is wonderful and is going to be enforced, has even started to be enforced, I am pleading to the government, let it go around. Let it not be that it's going to be just on a particular side. It is wrong. I wouldn't want a situation where the enforcement is going to be just on one side, maybe at Gedda View terminal.
No, I think it's going round. It's going round. Just that Dadinkowa zone is just out of place, like completely. The whole of Dadinkowa from first gate down to third gate, I think close to last gate, you get to see trucks all over, and it makes no sense because it's actually reduced the size of the road.
Okay. Fine. That's just my take. I wish it to go around. And
All right.
Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us this morning. Hello, good morning. Okay. I think at this time, let's take a look at our social media pages and see what our listeners are saying. From Twitter, Dukas Peace is saying, I passed through Dadinkowa to work this morning and I was blown by what I saw. Approaching Nasco Foods and seeing defaulting trucks stopped shows we are headed in the right direction. They should ensure sustainability measures are put in place. Kudos to the DG and his team. Shambi is saying this is a great move now with small water river de full. Little changes here and there, then boom, we reclaim the beautiful plateau we once had. Kudos to the governor and GMDB boss. One more comment here. I say kudos to the governor and the active MD of GMDB. Thank you for being intentional about the development of Just Metropolis. The Lord is your strength.
All right. I think we have more comments, especially on Facebook. But before then, let's get to the phone lines.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, welcome to the program.
Richard and my sister, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Jutsa for Intijosho.
Jutsa, before you go further, congratulations to you, Jutsa.
My brother in the studio, thank you very much.
You're welcome. It was long waited for and finally.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What I have to say this morning is that, you know, about these trucks that are coming inside the city, whether it is yesterday, they tell them, it's long overdue. Mm. Many people have lost their lives. Go to Polo Roundabout and see by yourself what happened at that Karebajo, this thing.
Mm.
People die in that accident. I don't really know why I find some people will be, you know, making some comments. This life we are talking about is very, very dangerous. Let us tell ourselves the truth. You understand? It's long overdue. They're supposed to put barricades at this at that flyover there. So safeguard that flyover. You know, this is happening. And again, on the issue of these people that are telling things along terminals. Honestly speaking, maybe hear what the governor and the state authority are saying. Maybe move inside that market. You understand? So that all these new buses will not have any problem applying the rules. You understand?
Yes.
Let them hear the voice of the governor. The governor is not sentiment. He's doing things with rule and regulation. It's for the safety of the people and the sellers at that asset. Let them go inside the market so that at the end of the day, or when time goes on, the governor will find a suitable place for them. But for now, let them go inside the market. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah. More calls. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
We're fine.
Morning, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
What you are discussing.
Tell us your name and where you're calling from first. Very important.
This is Bob.
Okay. From where?
From your south.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't speak from London. I speak from Josh.
All right.
What people are discussing is quite okay. Anybody that loves a beautiful state or a beautiful country should support what government is doing.
Mm.
Either at state level or federal level. You know? Particularly, let's start from here. If Plateau looks like Dubai, even if you don't have money to travel to Dubai, you can still enjoy every facility that Dubai has here, or similar things that Dubai has here. So let us try to cooperate with anything government is doing, provided it's a good thing for the benefit of humanity. The moment we keep on putting politics into it, we kill the glory and the beauty of any government is bringing to the humanity. That's what you should understand. Take away politics and let things work in this country for once, either at local government level, state level, federal level. That's what is important. Because the rich men can always find their way. Most of them now have their children abroad. They have their second home abroad.
Mm.
So you know, the followers should be sensible to follow what government is doing. For the beauty of the country, for the beauty of the state. Because you don't have the means to travel to good countries that things are working. Then once government is bringing good things that are working in other countries to your country and to your state, support them. That's my advice. And coming to military attack, you know, by the better people. In fact, I think they have learned lessons. And it's a lesson to every human being or every state that you don't attack your security personnel that protects you. You don't have anybody to protect you. It's not the military. They say they are our last resort as far as security is concerned. Not as you used to say, judiciary is the last hope of human being. So we shouldn't do that evil thing to our security personnel, most especially the army. In fact, they should avoid it. And every you media men, you have work to do.
Yeah.
Educate human beings. It's lack of education that is disturbing human beings.
Mm.
You understand me?
If they have adequate education, they won't go into that criminal act or demonic act against our military. You understand me?
Yeah.
It's a taboo. Forbidden. So, well, what has happened here, I believe that next time, better people will never go into it.
Amen.
You understand me?
Right.
I believe that so well. You understand me? Where those things have happened, they can't repeat that thing again. But OG also, even here in Plateau, that we don't even have such things, but they discovered that there was a guy somewhere in one village like that. Immediately, the soldiers they were deployed there. They were all running away. Not to talk about that data. So it's a lesson. Don't allow it to happen.
All
because
right.
If you hear something, tell the government. Don't stomach it. Because when they come, you will not be avoided.
All right.
You understand me?
Thank you. I think let's... thank you so much for your thought. Let's give room for others to talk too. Thank you. Thank you for your thoughts.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Sorry?
Adewumi calling you from
Okay, Adewumi, good morning. Please go ahead. The floor is yours. Amen.
You see what the governor is very busy and very important. But on the other hand, we need to look at the way if you are allowing people to leave a particular area, then there must be a designated area that has been designed for them to move. But you see, the policy should not be a thing that will throw people out of business. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
And on the other hand, we as businessmen, there are trucks that usually come to supply us. So I don't know, maybe there is room for such trucks to come, most especially like the cement now, selling of cement or Coca-Cola and other products. Is there a venue for them to move? Because we offloaders just have to come to collect those goods. Would they wait until the stipulated time the governor is putting? Let's assume by 9 o'clock we quit. How are the staff going to wait by 9 late in the night to collect their products? I don't know, maybe they are exempted from this policy. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
So these are some of the concerns that me as a person, being that it's my own line of work. And I think what we see affect our business, we all want the nation to grow because of the nature of hardship in the nation.
Right.
But on the other hand, let me finalize by this.
Okay.
See, when Babajan wants to remove people from satellite market, even when there was not that much people, he has to set the satellite market to ensure that people move to satellite market. So there were a lot of arguments that some people promised, no, that place is not meant for them for security reasons and others. So let the governor see do more by giving more places and even parking space for people. If it remains that the terminal market should be meant for people to be parking their cars, so that at least the people will not take law into their hands. Please, and as a platoonian, please let's obey the governor.
All right.
Because we want to see their platoon space look cleaner.
Thank you so much, Adeomi.
Thank you, and God continue to bless you.
Amen. Amen. You too.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Okay, we seem to have lost that call.
Yeah, that was a miss.
Yes, it was.
All right, reactions from persons who have actually, you know, laid their voice to the whole of this matter. I think we still have room to take more. Let's take this.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Izang. I'm calling from Dong Village.
Okay, good morning, Izang. Please go ahead.
Thank you. We want to thank you people most especially for the wonderful work you're doing.
You're welcome. Thank you so much too for listening.
GFM has been keeping us updated all the time and we are so happy about it. These trucks we are talking about, it is common knowledge that those trucks are supposed to park in the designated areas in nation. The smaller cars will go there and convey those goods into shops and to the people that are that need those things. It's not an issue of you must enter with a truck in an hour that is not supposed to be. So it is very, very wrong that people are complaining. It is very clear that if your truck should be around Babari, then you use a small car, you go and bring your goods. Then the one in Misali, the same thing. The one in Marabanjama is the same thing. It's a common sense. It is what is practiced in other places. Why must it be so that a truck must enter inside jobs? It's wrong. Please, people should learn to obey simple instructions, okay? I'm very, very grateful. That's my take.
Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us this morning.
Right. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Right. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. All right, I think that actually happened to be a miss. Let's just take this one after then. We leave phone calls. Hello, good morning.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine. What about you?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
All right, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, it's Abraham Douglas. I'm calling from Tudunweather.
All right, good morning, Douglas. Good morning.
Yeah, what I want to say with regard to the killings, we Nigerians totally and outrightly condemn the killings of men and officers of Nigerian military force.
Okay.
And I want also to use this opportunity, for example, to call on the military to exercise restraint and maturity, and also to act with the provision of the Constitution, because we wouldn't want a situation where the innocent get arrested. Because, for example, you at the studios have mentioned, for example, the people of the community have spoken, some innocent people have been picked. Let me ask you, for example, if some criminals commit offense, how would you feel if you are picked and you are innocent?
Very bad.
So you feel bad about it?
Go ahead. Hello? Go ahead. You feel bad.
Hello, are you there?
Intelligence Department.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
So the intelligence department has to be up and doing so that they would be able to apprehend the actual criminals. These things happen at the past. For example, there's a particular community that was mentioned. Close to 900 innocent people were wasted and houses burnt down. This is quite uncivilized. We would want a situation where the actual criminals are apprehended and they face the full weight of the law. And so you don't attack innocent and law-abiding citizens of Nigeria because some people or some criminal commit criminal acts within their communities. This is quite uncivilized. Well, we condemn the killings. Please exercise restraint and ensure that the actual criminals are apprehended. Do not hit or hurt the innocent. Don't burn their houses, because we have been seeing clicks at the social media. And then the educational department of the military should do their best to educate Nigerians on how to identify fake soldiers, because there are quite a number of fake soldiers moving around with the military. There are sometimes, even in drinking places, you see some people putting on military trousers and then mufti tops. And some of them are officers. So they should ensure that when officers are done with their duty, please put off your uniforms completely. Only hold your ID card so that the populace would be able to identify who are fake soldiers and who are genuine soldiers.
Thank you very much for joining the conversation. Yeah.
Of course, I think we've actually had quite a number of, contributions.
Yes.
And some questions, of course, that will be related to the board to actually, talk about. Then we will look for a time to, dish out answers to you. Probably when the GMDB boss actually has his time, probably we'll come here again to talk about those things. But this is it. I think 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. is when they are not allowed to be seen in the city of Jos.
Yes.
To allow free flow of movement.
Of traffic within the city.
You understand? Now, this is it. He actually mentioned it. He said, there will be buses that will be working in the state. You know, in other places where we have trucks and we have these long buses again, they cause what we call a traffic jam. And there will surely be delay for people to go to work.
Yes.
And that's one of the negative effects. Now, talking about creating alternatives. Now, nobody told these truck drivers to be parking wherever they are parking now.
True.
They came up with that initiative on their own. Park there. No one told them to park wherever they park. I remember, was it 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, Daddy Nkoa was not, as that before now. Daddy Nkoa was not a place you will park your vehicle. You will park a truck to that very large number. No, it was kind of free as a dead. Now, what happened along the line?
Was it the government that told them, pack your trucks there? No. It wasn't at any point the government telling them to pack their vehicles there. So I feel what people should do is, now, if you've told us not to pack, did you take time to go and make inquiries about this? Because you should not just sit down and relax. Government is not you. Like a lot of people will always tell you, after God, fear government. Mm. Because after God, government has the power. I know this is not something a lot of people want to hear, but it's just the truth. So whether we like it or not, we don't have any issue with queuing into this. The problem we're having is you disobeying. And there is always fine for disobeying the laws. We want to keep the city of just clean. We want to keep it, well
organized.
We
want to restore the beauty of Plateau.
You understand? Restore the beauty. Now, for this step, it tells you there are millions of, there are thousands of goodies that will come into the city of just, and they can only be seen when these places are cleared.
True. And, well, this is also an appeal to every citizen to comply with these orders, because I don't want to believe that you have so much money to spend on the fine if you are caught as an offender. Yeah. 500,000, 200,000, 150,000. I'm pretty sure you don't want to be spending that every time you're caught as an offender.
All right. And, of course, for the traders, we hope you actually do the needful before they get you. Of course, it has started. Let's not get, let's not always play the blame game. Let's do what is necessary and make sure we are standing at the right side. Well, we won't be able to take your messages, but before we go, condolence message to, the Commissioner for Youth and Sports has actually been, I think the month of March has not been a good one for the Commissioner. First, I think, was his mother, the demise of his mother, and of late, his father also. It's a sad one. We pray Allah comforts you and your family. We pray God in his infinite mercy, grants you the grace and the fortitude to bear the loss. And of course, veteran journalist Pam Dauda Reng, a man who worked in Maiduguri all of his life, as a journalist. I think I was one time a leader or an executive member of the NUJ, passed on Sunday evening. I will pray that God also grants his family the fortitude to bear the loss, and of course give them, the comfort they so need. Yeah.
All right. This is the much we can take this morning on the Let's Talk segment, and of course this also wraps it up for the Morning J this morning, the 19th of March, 2024. Do stay tuned to J11.9 FM as we bring you more informative, entertaining, and educative programs. I am Naomi Karim.
Coming up next will be news at 10 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. Stay informed and, of course, update on the matters happening around you. I'm Richard Badum saying
bye.
Thank you for listening to JFM Podcast.